Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Military headlines dominate the events in South Asia, but a theme of our program this morning poses the question, how engaged is the U.S. diplomatically in the region? Despite the tantalizing military success of the bin Laden raid and drone attacks, Senator John Kerry recently returned from meeting with top civilian and military leaders in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
This relationship will not be measured by words or by communiques after meetings like the ones that I engaged in. It will only be measured by actions.
How to watch and gauge those actions in a relationship where the talk needs to be quiet, even though the military headlines are pretty loud. Ambassador Teresita Schaefer joins us, former U.S. ambassador to Sri Lanka and one of the authors of the book, How Pakistan Negotiates with the United States, Riding the Roller Coaster, joining us from Washington, D.C. Ambassador, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we determine the level of diplomatic engagement in South Asia, particularly in the U.S.-Pakistan relationship, when mostly what we see are military headlines?
Oh, I think you have to assume that the diplomatic engagement is at least as intense as the military headlines you read about. The U.S. diplomatic mission in Pakistan has become one of the largest in the world. More importantly, you have a bevy of senior officials who travel frequently to Pakistan and Afghanistan and who are deeply involved in all of the things that diplomats do, comparing notes with these other governments, trying to persuade them to take actions that we think will be helpful, listening to their arguments and complaints about what the United States is up to. I mean, these things have to go hand in hand.
Ambassador Schaefer, I think the frustration of some Americans, though, is that they certainly see a large U.S. involvement in Pakistan and a longstanding relationship, but that it appears to uphold a kind of status quo that is unsatisfying, that doesn't achieve a certain amount of progress. And then you hear political leaders in Pakistan suggesting that the Pakistanis ditch the United States and go with the other superpower, China, in dealing with the region. And people wonder, all right, what's the way forward for the U.S.? What big idea is in this relationship?
Well, you have a relationship that's now in crisis. There's no question about that. We have been up and down in the U.S.-Pakistan relationship, what we called in our book, three marriages and two divorces.
Wow.
A lot of Pakistanis believe that the U.S. has always ditched them when it got to be inconvenient. The U.S. tells its history differently, but it is true that we've had three periods of big cooperation, two of which ended very badly. And what the effort now is to make sure that this doesn't happen a third time. But that doesn't mean simply making nice. That means trying to recalibrate the relationship to be productive for both sides. In my view, the biggest problem the U.S. faces in Pakistan is that our strategic goals are only partly aligned. And what we're dealing with now is the gap between our strategic goals, plus the anger there is in both sides over aspects of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. And there's an additional aspect that's very specific to Pakistan, which is that the Pakistan Army, always the most important player there, is embarrassed.
Uh-huh, because of the bin Laden raid.
They are trying domestically and in their discussions with us to get out from under this embarrassment, to push the blame elsewhere. What they're embarrassed about is that the U.S. got into basically an army town and out without the army basically knowing what was going on.
So there's a certain amount of face-saving that has to be done. Senator John Kerry has just returned from the region, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is going to be speaking, testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today. Earlier on this program, Richard Holbrooke's widow, the author and journalist Kati Martin, suggested that this gap strategically between the U.S. and Pakistan is actually an opportunity, and that he argued strenuously for a deal to be made with the Pakistan Taliban and the Afghan Taliban aggressively, sooner, not later. Do you think that's the message that the Obama administration is moving toward?
I am quite confident that the Obama administration is trying to find a way to negotiate the future of Afghanistan with elements of the Taliban that are willing to do this. But that they hope that out of that will come an arrangement that the U.S. and Pakistan are genuinely willing to live with. And I agree that that's the right goal. I think it's going to be a very difficult task.
Is it impossible for the U.S. to lead the way in a negotiated settlement with the Taliban? Does it have to be Pakistan who brokers it to keep this face-saving issue on the table?
Well, Pakistan very much wants to be the one that brokers it because they have a particular objective in Afghanistan. They want to make sure that they remain the most powerful outside power and that any influence of India is reduced to an absolute minimum. For the U.S., the priority is different. We want to make sure that there's no sanctuary for al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And it's not that those objectives are incompatible, but there's plenty of room for solutions that satisfy Pakistan and give us the creeps.
Right.
Or for solutions that satisfy us and give Pakistan the creeps.
Well, that's, you know.
And it's not at all inevitable that we will find something that satisfies both. And it gets worse than that because Afghanistan and Pakistan have had a very troubled history right going back to the days of Pakistan's independence. And so the Pakistanis may be able to work out something where a government they consider friendly is in charge in Kabul. But always in the past, the relationship has gone sour over completely unrelated issues.
I mean, you might say the issue really in Afghanistan and Pakistan and for this whole relationship is that with the NATO operation in Afghanistan, diplomats are always just one NATO bomb or drone strike away from a military crisis. Ambassador Teresita Schaefer, former U.S. ambassador to Sri Lanka, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
The ambassador is the author of, or one of the authors of the book, How Pakistan Negotiates with the United States, Riding the Roller Coaster. That roller coaster will be in evidence today as Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, testifies before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Thanks again.